Your face. Amen. The scripture says, mercy endureth. How many know God is a merciful God? If it wasn't for God's mercy, it wasn't for God to be on all our faults. Hallelujah. None of us would be here today. But we're here today, as the song used to say, we're all mercy's children. How many know we're mercy's children?
Up to
for being so good. Lord, we are like the one leper. We just came to church today to say thank you. Lord, we came back today to say thank you. Lord, we were there. Lord, we were bruised. Lord, we were sick. Lord, we were coming in the mud. Oh, God, would you heal us? So we just came to say thank you. Now, Lord, we ask you today, as we magnify your name, Lord, as we glorify you, Lord, we ask you to send a word. Oh, God, heal some troubled soul. Lord, heal some wayward spirit. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, heal someone that's been set captive by the adversary. Oh, God, we ask you to loose them and to set free. And for this we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. Verse, let's go back up again, and then we're going to go to Luke, the 19th chapter. Amen. It says that when Jesus, they knew Jesus was in the house. Verse 2, and straightway many were gathered together, and so as that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come up to him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, there were just too many obstacles for them to get to Jesus. They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith. Yes. Ha, anybody want Jesus to see your faith?
Amen.
He said, I've been sick of the soul, Paul said, Son, thy sin be forgiven. So now let's go to Luke, the 19th chapter. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6 and verse 9. I believe Sister Bloomfield went over this a little bit. Alright. Now remember, they were all trying to get to Jesus. Uh-huh. But they couldn't get to Jesus because of the press. Amen. Too many obstacles in the way. But how many know when you purpose to get to Jesus, you can't let nothing get in your way. Now the press represented people. You know, one of the biggest challenges you have to overcome when you want to get to the Lord is people. Somebody's going to always try to be in your way to prevent you from getting to Jesus. Luke 19 and 1 reads, and we all have it. For those who do not have it, it is on the screen. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press. So Zacchaeus, just like the man that had the palsy, is trying to get to Jesus. But there are people in... Anybody ever heard about how to get to God, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, people get in the way. They'll say, well, not in church. Didn't the scripture say Jesus was in the house? Right? And they couldn't get to Jesus among all the people that were in the house, that were in the way. Don't you let nobody get in your way. Don't let nobody get in your way. Whatever it takes, I must see Jesus. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus could not get to Jesus because of the press, because he was little of stature. And when he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him If you're going to be in Jesus' presence, ain't going to see you being saved.
Right.
You got to have joy.
Right.
Somebody said, well, why do I have joy? Because the scripture says it's with joy that we draw waters out and the wells out. So if you're saved, you got to have
joy.
And besides that, I heard Jesus say, the joy that I give you. Anybody want that kind of joy?
Thank you.
surrender. Don't surrender to your faith. The Bible says when it comes to God, according to his exceeding greatness of his power.
Worship the idol. The idol, the image, or the idol, and if you do your For Christ.